You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney, and my next guest today is here to talk about running for local office. Welcome, Kirsha Hughes Scandies, president for League of Women Voters. Hello, Kirsha.
Hello, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so good to see you. Let's start off with a little bit of info about League of Women Voters. What was the last year or so like for the organization? How did you have to adjust for the effects of the pandemic?
A lot of Zoom, of course. Yeah, usually our board meetings, you know, we meet monthly, and it's usually like a room at the library, and instead everything went online. And it's kind of been cool because it really makes it easier for folks to attend who maybe for logistical reasons, you know, can't get out to the valley in time or, you know, find parking downtown if we're meeting downtown. So it's been really helpful.
Yeah, there's a little bit of good about meeting virtual or being on the virtual platform, some of the time at least.
Focusing on the positive.
Well, today you're here to talk about the upcoming workshop, How to Run for Local Office. The League has put on several of these over the years. What's important about putting on this workshop?
I think the biggest benefit of this workshop is that it opens up the playing field to more people in our community. So you don't have to, you know, already know people who are connected to, you know, city government or the school board. You can be anybody, and this workshop will help give you the tools to know what you need to do, when you need to do it, and, you know, some tips and strategies to help you avoid, you know, pitfalls along the way. So, yeah, the idea is that it gets even more people involved in the process.
Does that fit in with the mission of the organization?
Oh, indeed. Yes. The League of Women Voters, you know, at every level, it's all about creating a more informed and engaged, you know, body of voters and getting the vote turned out. And so this just really dovetails nicely with everything that we try to do.
Now, is this workshop tailored to women?
It is not. Yeah. So a very understandable point of confusion since it's in the name, but the League of Women Voters is actually for everybody. It just formed, you know, as a response to suffrage. So it's our origin, but everybody's welcome. And the workshop is for everybody, and we will have men and women on the panels.
Oh, great. Well, that's a nice segue into the details of the workshop. First of all, when and where is it taking place?
So it's taking place online. It'll be on Zoom, and it's on Saturday, June 12th. So a few weeks from now. And the whole thing's going to be virtual. This will be the second time that we're doing it online. And I'll be curious to see if everybody has Zoom fatigue yet, because last year was, you know, we had to do it online. Obviously, we were right in the throes of the shutdowns, and we actually had higher turnout than we had previously. Hmm. So, and part of that probably is the fact that traditionally we held it in the chambers downtown in City Hall. And so, you know, there's only so much street space, and you have to find somebody to watch the kids or whatever to get down there. So, you know, hopefully just being able to get on your iPad or your laptop or whatever and sign in, we'll see high enrollment again.
I hear what you're saying about Zoom fatigue, but I've found that if there's something that somebody, well, me, really wants to watch or be a part of,
yeah,
I'll get over it and log on.
Yeah,
anyway.
Totally. Yeah. Yes.
So who are some of the folks that you're going to have on the panel for this one?
So we try and get a mix from both the assembly and the school board in terms of sitting officials. I cannot recall off the top of my head who has graciously agreed from the school board. From the assembly, I believe we're going to have Lauren Jones. I'm not sure if Wade Bryson is coming back. He was a real hit last year. And I think my sister, Alicia, who's Candies, is going to be participating on one of the panels. And then we also have folks from the city clerk's office who agree to come, as well as, you know, people who have otherwise worked either on campaigns or, you know, in various offices. I know some years we've had like representatives from APOC come talk about, you know, the real nitty gritty of the financial requirements. So it's a really good mix of people who are involved in the process.
Yeah. And along those lines, what are some of the items on the agenda for this workshop?
So, you know, we have people on to talk about the jobs themselves. So, you know, what you can kind of expect and both what the limitations are, as well as, you know, what your scheduling commitment's going to look like. You know, And then we'll also go through the legal requirements, you know, what it takes to declare candidacy, all the paperwork, kind of bureaucratic part. We'll talk about, you know, any legal requirements, like I said, APOC filings, that kind of thing, the stuff that you legally have to do to be on above the board. And then we'll also have a lot of tips about campaigning. So folks will talk about their experiences with campaigns. And, you know, a lot of people, I don't know if the answer is most, but I think it might be most people, you know, don't win their first election that they run in. So there's a lot that you learn to, you know, it's obviously you learn by doing, but that a lot of folks have, you know, tips of what did, and even more importantly, what did not work, or, you know, what to look out for. So
now, does politics ever come up in these workshops? I could see how a heated discussion might derail the day.
Yes. Yes. Fortunately, we stick mostly to the, you know, the topic at hand, which is really more about what it takes to do it. And there's just so much to talk about there that doesn't really get a chance to come up in the workshops that I've seen. I've attended several at this point. And, you know, other than, you know, you might have a stray remark here or there, but the process itself is nonpartisan, and that's certainly our goal. And as well, you know, people have, you know, strong political opinions, of course, like we live in a time of very strong political opinions. But regardless of that, these seats, you know, the municipal seats themselves are nonpartisan. So when you're running for the city assembly, there is no parentheses letter after your name. And likewise for school board, of course.
Hmm. Now, you mentioned your sister. She's one of our assembly persons, and you've likely had a firsthand look at what that journey has been like for her, and even for you as a close family member. So from, you know, your personal perspective, what was eye-opening for you throughout that process?
Well, you know, it just cannot be overstated how busy, how many time commitments there are. We both, before it was ever really much of a twinkle in her eye, we both attended one of these How to Run for Local Office workshops because we saw it and we thought, well, that's interesting, you know, and kind of, you know, as soon as you start paying attention to stuff at the municipal level, you realize there's a lot going on, and this is, you know, our daily life more so than, you know, maybe who the senator is, you know, for the state. And so going to that workshop, it's funny, we got tons of good information and came away with, like, you know, handout after handout. And then a few years down the line, when she started, it was interesting how much of that was on our radar just because of the workshop that we kind of knew, like, oh, you know, because I definitely, like, you know, tried to pitch in and help out wherever I could on her first campaign. And it is a lot of, you know, you're kind of Googling, like, wait, what are the requirements again? And, you know, is there any place else that we need to file something that we haven't filed? You know, so there's a lot of moving parts, I guess, is what I would say and what we learned.
So do you know what seats will be up for grabs in the next election cycle that maybe you're hoping to inspire some workshop attendees to run for?
Yeah. Right. Well, so the way that the assembly is designed, I believe there are two seats every municipal election. I think is how it works. Don't quote me. I'm not on it. and then I think it's similar for school board. I don't know if it's one or two, but they, you know, they kind of stagger them. So each seat is for 3 years, but it's kind of rolling. And then that way it's nice. You have a little institutional wisdom and you have an opportunity for some fresh blood every year.
The How to Run for Local Office workshop is happening June 12th. That's a Saturday, I believe. Starts at 9 a.m. in the morning on Zoom. Where can we find out more info or register?
You can get info and register at junolwv.org/run.
Excellent. Well, Kirsha Hughes-Scandies, thanks so much. Is there anything else you want to add about the workshop or League of Women Voters before we start?
I want to encourage... Yeah, anybody who's remotely interested, there will be a ton of fascinating stuff for you. And I just want to thank the city clerks and the public libraries and the school district for co-sponsoring with us.
That's great. Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. I know a lot of work goes into this and a lot of organizations participate and a lot of people as well. So thanks to you and to everyone for doing what you do.
Yeah, thanks for letting me on to let folks know.
No problem, Kirsha. Good to speak with you. Lots of luck with the workshop and take care.
Thank you. See ya.